This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Biden is urging those who are eligible to get COVID-19 booster shots one day after the CDC endorsed the doses for millions of Americans. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says those who have received two shots of the Pfizer vaccine are strongly protected against severe virus cases.
You're in good shape. And we're doing everything we can to keep it that way.
Which is where the boosters come in. But he and CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky warned the problem remains the unvaccinated.
We will not boost our way out of this pandemic.
Just 55% of the American population is now fully vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Joe Biden said Friday that talks over his $3.5 trillion rebuilding plan have hit a stalemate in Congress as he made the case for his expansive effort to recast the nation's tax and spending programs and to make what he sees as sweeping overdue investments. Speaking to reporters, Biden said he's been asking lawmakers to take a close look at their priorities.
Now we're at this stalemate at the moment. And we're going to have to get these two pieces of legislation passed. Both need to be passed.
Despite efforts by the president and congressional leaders to show progress, Biden cast the road ahead as long and potentially cumbersome. Catalan separatist leader Carles Puigdemont left a jail in Sardinia on Friday after a judge ruled that he could go free, pending an October 4th hearing on his extradition to Spain. Puigdemont left the jail in Sassari one day after he had been detained by police. Hours before his release on Friday, the judge ruled that Puigdemont was free to travel without restrictions. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari called for a more equitable global distribution of vaccines against COVID-19. Speaking to the UN General Assembly on Friday, Buhari said that new strains of the virus make vaccine distribution all that more important.
I would like to reiterate my call for a fairer and more equitable distribution of vaccines in all countries so that together we can fight and contain the pandemic.
African nations have received the smallest share of vaccine doses, and there is anger at the difficulty they still face in accessing supplies while wealthy nations begin giving booster shots. The United States, Britain, France, Germany, and Israel are among the countries administering boosters or have announced plans to do so, a move that Namibia's president called vaccine apartheid. China's central bank on Friday declared all transactions involving Bitcoin and other virtual currencies illegal, stepping up a campaign to block use of unofficial digital money. Friday's notice complained that Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other digital currencies disrupt the financial system and are used in money laundering and other crimes. The People's Bank of China said on its website that virtual currency derivative transactions are all illegal financial activities and are strictly prohibited. The price of Bitcoin fell more than 9% in the hours after the announcement, as did most other crypto tokens. Britain is running into a shortage of trained truck drivers. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
There is a shortage of gas at some stations. There aren't enough trucks or lorry drivers to deliver the gas. Items are missing on supermarket shelves. The search is on for people like Kathleen Lubin Hewitt, who was laid off as a bus driver.
I thought about getting a lorry license, which will fully take me out of dealing with passengers.
Lawrence Bolton with the National Driver Center says this is great for anyone in Britain who can drive a truck.
It's absolutely a driver's market right now. And they know they're in demand, and it's sort of turned into a bit of a bidding auction.
But Bolton hopes these new drivers know what they're doing.
I just hope other training providers up and down the UK act responsibly in getting people in and training to the standard that's required to move the supply chain.
Lubin Hewitt finds long-distance driving relaxing, like going to a spa. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.